Good morning. I am Angela Moyer.
And I am Joe Hackman. Over the past year, our conference board has discussed how we might allow the Franconia Conference delegates to truly shape the work and the focus of our conference, and to speak into ways for how to keep moving us forward as a conference. We've also heard a strong desire, a strong call for the conference to provide more clarity about our shared convictions and beliefs. And so the board initiated the Church Together Statements process. A letter outlining the purpose of the statements and criteria for the statements was sent on July 28th to pastors, and we invited statements to be written for three reasons. First, to support our conference's mission. Second, to propose ways in which we apply the MCUSA Kansas City resolutions to our Franconia Conference context. And third, to propose ways for Franconia Mennonite Conference pastors and congregations to continue to deepen our relationships in 2016.
In early August, the conference board created a Church Together Statement Committee led by myself and Joe, in addition to five others, Ken Burkholder, Aldo Siahan, Danella Clemens, Robin Long, and Chris Wint. The committee reflects some of the diversity of geography, age, gender, theological perspective, and size of congregation that is present within Franconia Mennonite Conference. At the end of August, we met to introduce ourselves, discuss the Church Together statement process, and the goals for these statements.
We again met in mid-September to review the nine submitted statements. Six of these statements discuss topics related to the resolutions from the Mennonite Convention in Kansas City, and three discussed mission and vision-related topics. Each of the nine submitted statements were evaluated by the committee based on the criteria set forth in the CTS guidelines, and recommendations were made to the authors to improve the clarity of the statements, specify action plans, and to merge similar statements.
On October 15th, over 50 pastors gathered at Tumensin Mennonite Church to provide feedback on the six statements concerning Israel-Palestine, addressing sexual abuse, mission, and human sexuality. Hearing the wisdom from this large group of pastors, the Church Together Statement Committee assembled again to make final edits and recommendations to the conference board for which statement should go before the conference delegates for discernment at today's assembly. The board approved the recommendations of the committee to bring three statements before the delegates today. These statements were then brought to delegates at three assembly scattered meetings for introduction and discussion. You will hear a few themes that we heard from the scattered meetings about each one of these statements when we introduce each statement. There are also papers on your table with further themes that were heard at these scattered meetings. The Church Together Statements Committee thanks everyone who created original Church Together statements, and everyone who has participated in the process thus far and bringing us to this place. We regret the limited timing that was available between Kansas City and today's assembly, the limited timing available to participate in this significant process. The time frame has limited valuable participation and engagement. Yet our hope is that our gatherings up to this point and today can be a time for us to be a people that are full of grace and truth, and a people who clearly see the fruits of the Spirit within ourselves and each other, bearing witness to Christ and God's kingdom.
Two of the statements discussed at the pastors' meeting on October 15th are not in front of you today, but work is being carried out related to both of them. At all levels of discernment, the statement addressing sexual abuse received strong endorsement. This statement takes the MCUSA resolution on sexual abuse passed by the delegates this summer at Kansas City, and it provides specific ways Franconia Conference can address and prevent sexual abuse in our congregations. It is sobering and important to name that within our Franconia Conference congregations, roughly 25% of men, women, and children have experienced abuse at some point in their lives. The statement recommends that individuals in congregations receive training for how to set up support network settings for those in our congregations who have experienced abuse and are in need of Christ's healing, as well as measures to prevent abuse in our congregations. When this statement was discussed at multiple levels, we most often heard, these actions should have been done years ago. And thank goodness our conference is taking sexual abuse seriously. The conference board is in the process of assembling the task force that will implement next steps with this CTS. And if you know of anyone in our congregations who should be recommended to be part of this task force, we ask that you either see Barbie Fisher or you can write names on the conference board ballot that you all should have received. So when you submit these, please also write down names of people who you believe should be on that sexual abuse task force.
The other Church Together statement that was submitted and discussed by pastors but will not be discussed today addresses actions in regards to the Israel-Palestine conflict. This statement, too, was written as a follow-up to the denominational statement on Israel-Palestine that was tabled this summer in Kansas City. Within our conference, there is a significant interest in the issues facing Israel-Palestine. A good number of our pastors have participated in MCUSA's Come and See tours. Our young people have served in the region through MCC's SALT program, and a number of laypersons have traveled to the region on their own. Because of the growing interest in our conference and the work that has already been done by conference staff regarding these injustices, the conference board has affirmed this statement and is in process of assembling a task force to carry forth recommendations from this Church Together statement.
Today, we will look at the three remaining statements and have individuals vote on all three after each period of discussion, going to the margins, grace and truth, and faith and life. We have chosen to vote on all three statements today in order to direct the staff, board, and congregations on how to proceed with their work in our conference. This delegate body, according to our bylaws, is the decision-making body of the conference. The staff, board, and congregations need direction from this delegate body in order to move forward. Our bylaws state that delegates are the ones to give the conference direction, and this is most often done through voting. Voting yes or no might sound divisive, but the larger purpose of voting on these statements is to give the board, staff, and congregations a needed understanding of the priorities and desires of the congregations in our conference. As a reminder from what John has already named, according to our bylaws, an abstention counts as a no vote.
We will begin with the going to the margin statement. This statement is actually a combination of three Church Together statements that were submitted and has received strong affirmation from the committee as well as pastors and delegates as a part of the Church Together statement process of discussions. This is a vision-focused document. A yes vote means the document will be given to the conference board and staff and held closely as they begin strategic planning efforts in the new year. A no vote means the board and staff will not consider this document as they do strategic planning. It is important to note again that this is a vision document. A yes vote does not mean anything in this document will be implemented or does not mean that everything in this document will be implemented or carried forth. The yes vote means that this document will be considered as the board and staff do strategic planning, and this document helps move us forward together. The no vote means the document will not be considered by board and staff in strategic planning, and that the document does not help us move forward together.
So take time now in your table groups to listen to one another's questions and thoughts, listening to how best to vote for the role of this perspective in the conference. And there was some question about whether we want to have the song again or just begin with prayer. Okay, let us pray. Well, God, we thank you for the time to gather around these tables, to hear from each other about how your spirit is at work in our lives, in our congregations, in our conference. We ask that through this time of discernment, that your will be done, and that you would help us move forward as a conference. Amen.
At this point, we'd like you to vote and then hand your ballot to the table leader, and someone will come around and pick up the ballots. Is that right, Barbie? Yeah, somebody will come around and pick up the ballots. Oh, and the attendance sheet. That's important. So the table leader should make sure that the attendance sheet is filled out. I'd like to invite you to turn your completed ballot to your table leader. And then, table leader, you can hold up the ballots, and Conrad and Barbie and maybe others will be picking them up. And with that, we will move into our next time together here. The next thing that we'd like to do is have you take the time to fill out the ballot that you have. It's in this on this pink piece of paper there. You'll notice that there are three individuals who need to be reaffirmed. Jim King has served already for 6 years on the board and will be serving his final term if you accept him, if you affirm him. Mary Nitsche has served one term and is now up for affirmation to serve another term. She is a ministerial committee chair, and in that role also automatically becomes a board member. And then Janet Panning is on the ministerial committee. She also requires affirmation from the conference assembly, which appointed her in the first place. So if you would fill that out. And how do we do these ballots? I think the same way would be helpful. Just when you're finished filling them out, give them to your table leader. And the table leaders would hold them up. Someone will pick them up from you as soon as we can. I want to take a moment to express my deep appreciation to three board members who are leaving the board as of December 31st. First, Jim Laverty. Jim Laverty has served the Franconia Conference by his involvement with the board for 9 years. And Jim, you really have done an excellent job. It's been a pleasure working with you. For those of you who may not know Jim, he's very much of a team player. I'm amazed at how quickly he's willing to do whatever is asked of him and do it well. So you've been a great asset, Jim. Joe Hackman will be leaving. Yes. Well-deserved affirmation, Jim. Joe Hackman will leave the board after 6 years of service. One of Joe's passions is trying to figure out how to bring or keep the millennial folks, the young people. You can tell how old I am. I call them young people rather than millennials. But find a way to keep that population of our members interested in the church. And he has brought that passion to our board. He's been, as well as Jim, just an outstanding board member. He will be missed a lot. He helped, as you know, bring together the church statements process, and that has been, we think, quite helpful. So, Joe, thank you very much for your 6 years. So, occasionally people leave the Franconia Conference area to do other things. Kind of hard to imagine, but they do. Claudia Smucker will be leaving the board after 3 years on the board, and she will be moving, she and her husband will be moving to the Lancaster area to be closer to family. And Claudia has brought a lot of energy, history. She's been involved in other conferences in Mennonite Church USA, and it's really been a positive thing to have her on our board. So, Claudia, I'm not sure where I see you. There you are. Thank you very much, Claudia. And I bless you as you move to Lancaster to be close to your family. Claudia is right now is living in a rather small trailer. And so she actually says she's enjoying it. So we're going to support that. Well. So let's give Claudia a hand as well. All right. Now, in your packet, you will have noticed a form that says Delegate Gifts discernment suggestion form. So we have three board positions available. I want you to know that. There's room there for you to fill that out to offer your suggestions as who you think might serve well in the capacity of a board member. Also gives descriptions, job descriptions of the of the board in that little packet. So read through that and take this very seriously. With the departure of these three people, we will now have eight persons on our board, and the bylaws require that we have nine. So we will need to find at least one person to come onto the board by January, which we will do, and the board has the authority to appoint persons to the board as long as it does not exceed 50% of the board. So we will do that. But your assistance in helping us to find the other two will be deeply appreciated. There's a section in there also to suggest positions for conference moderator. At the end of next year, I will be finishing my second term, and that will be 6 years. I am continuing to discern what I will do at that point, but I do think that from time to time one does need to recognize that one's age and one's energy and that sort of thing. So I have not said I will not run again for the moderator, but I do think that it would be helpful to have your thoughts on who could serve as moderator to replace me. So if you would take time to fill that out, or I guess you don't have to do it now, but just fill it out, send it to the conference center, and we would really deeply appreciate that. The final thing I want to talk about here is the financial report. Give you a brief financial report. And this is going to be my report. Read the report. I read it. It seems to me it has all the information you might want to know. So I would encourage you to read it. It does tell you exactly what's happening in Franconia Conference. So read it very carefully. If you have questions, any delegate, anyone in this room who's a delegate has the right to ask Conrad Martin a question. And he will answer that question to the best of his ability. Conrad runs a tight ship when it comes to finances. We can all be deeply appreciative of that, and he does. So I don't need to say any more than that. I think you can read, and you can also call Conrad at any time. If you'd rather ask me a question, you can ask me, and then I'll go to Conrad. So it's just a way of kind of getting that information. So I think we're going to be finishing up this section here before our time, which is pretty wonderful, isn't it? Barbie's been making sure that we stay on time here. You've all been very, very cooperative. I appreciate that very much. I was wrong. I said 80% affirm they're going to margins, but I've been told I should have said 87% affirm going to the margins, but apparently I said 80%. I don't remember that, but I want to correct it. Now, in regard to the ballot for the persons staying with the board, that all of the above persons were voted in by 90%. So, that's good.